Hey everyone, I'm Deb, and you're listening to my podcast, Debbie Does Dating, episode 122, Relationships, with my guest, Tony Bassett.
Debbie Does Dating, with your host, Debbie Clawson, sponsored by Dating by Deb.
Now is the awkward dating moment, and we actually have one by Tony, so I'm going to let him tell his awkward dating moment.
So this just happened to happen when I was dating my wife. Of course, she wasn't my wife at the time, but we went to the old drive-in movie theater, and first of all, I went to pick her up because she thought I had a Dodge Ram, which I did, but I told her it was a Dodge Ram truck, and she's thinking this big truck, and I pull up in front, and it's a Dodge Ram 50, so it's like one of those little Ford Rangers. So right off the bat, it was like, I thought it was
a
strike
disappointment.
One. Right?
<I'm just kidding.
laughs> She's thinking big truck, I'm thinking, well, it didn't matter, but anyway, we go to the old drive-ins, and they have the old posts where the speakers hung out. It was funny, because just as I was pulling up, I pulled up a little past it, and I went to back it up, but I couldn't see what was behind me, so I opened my door. And just as I went to back up, she's like, you probably want to shut the door. And about that time, I backed up and ran my truck door right into the speaker post about ripped the door right off. And between the truck and ripping my door almost off, that was one of the biggest awkward moments I had on a date.
Wow.
But it was so much fun. We laugh about it till this day.
Good. That would be embarrassing at the time, but I'm sure that added to your charm.
Oh, it was funny. We laugh about it so much.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad that it had a happy ending.
Yes, it did.
And you did marry her.
Yes, I did. I lucked out.
And she's lasted longer than the truck?
Yes.
I'm assuming?
For sure.
Okay, good. All right. So I'm so excited to introduce you guys to Tony today. Tony Bassett has been married for 22 years to his best friend, Jody. He has three amazing boys. Tony is a certified hypnotherapist and has helped in personal development for over 10 years. He loves life and helping others find themselves on a subconscious level. How are you, Tony?
I am fantastic, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here today. So thanks so much for having me out.
Well, thanks for being willing to come and help me with this episode.
Been looking forward to it
Good.
For a while.
I'm super excited too, because when Tony and I chatted about this subject, it was so enlightening to me that I wanted to share it with you guys. So let's just get into the questions and then you can share your knowledge.
Absolutely.
On relationships. First question, whether single and dating or married, what is one of the first things to do when you get into a relationship?
Just don't assume anything. Always be asking questions. And that might seem kind of awkward to both of you at first, but it takes the assuming out of stuff and the guessing. And you can find each other faster, those moments that you're looking for faster by asking a lot of questions.
Okay. As far as dating goes, I know that there are people who think that on the first date, just get it all out, all the questions, all the things that you want to know. I've had that experience, and that's very helpful. But then if I don't ask up front, I've gone out with them a few times, then it starts to get into, if I ask them now, they won't think that I trust them. I don't know, I get to where it becomes more uncomfortable instead of more comfortable, which is weird. So that is good advice, to not assume anything and to just make sure you ask all the questions.
Yeah, that is correct. And as I found, the more you go down the road, third, fourth date, then if it looks like you're going to pursue them even more, you can set up expectations. Because expectations of what you're wanting and what they're wanting, once you both know, there's no assuming, and then there's less resentment, because if you take the assuming out of the equation, and I'll back up for a second. Usually in a relationship, what kills it is, it could happen the first date, it can happen 20 years of marriage, is if you don't set expectations, then the resentment can build so much that it's just, it goes by the wayside and you can't ever get it back, because you're just assuming something
assuming
and you never ask.
Yeah, assuming is never a good thing, I don't think. So can you tell me and share with us an expectation, like an example?
Yeah, well, when my wife and I was first dating, it's just raising the bar to number one, do what they want to do, but if you set expectations, then you can be yourself. You don't have to hide anything. There's nothing there. So,
yeah, that makes
and then
sense.
You're not trying or forcing things that doesn't work down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's easier just to communicate and just be free.
Like up front, if I like to eat potato chips in bed, that would be something good for them to know.
Oh, absolutely. Or
I don't all the time.
All the time, right.
Just kidding.
Anything from TV shows to certain foods to restaurants to sports team, if you're both into sports, things like that. It's out in the open. It makes the communication more of a flow. You don't have to worry about going down a road that you don't want to take, and you don't have to feel uncomfortable because, again, yeah, everything's out.
So that's kind of like a big, huge conversation to just sit down and have. So you're suggesting, like, when things come up, just totally be yourself and let them know what you do or what your expectations are.
The tool that I've used to help others and the tool that my wife and I use till this day, it's just to take a blank piece of paper, draw a line down the middle of it, and whatever situation you're in, whether it's a type of food or vacation or expectations of the house and whatever it mm-hmm. is, you draw a line down the middle of a piece of paper and each of you write out, what does it look like? What does it mean? What are you expecting of this? What am I expecting of this? And then
that is
out
so
there.
Good, especially like you mentioned vacation. Not everybody vacations the same. When I go, I like to see everything, kind of like go, 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 go. And there are people who like to go and just like relax. And so that would be good so that it avoids any or a lot of miscommunication or annoying or angry feelings.
Right. And they also say, you know, things don't happen unless it's written down. So if you can find out up front what your likes and wants and needs are faster, mm-hmm. then you can get a list together on what your dates are going to look like. So then you're already ahead of the game.
Oh, that's such good advice. Okay, relationships take work. So what are your top three tips on keeping them strong?
Micro-communicate. And what I mean by micro-communicate is just unlayering everything from intimacy to washing clothes to the kitchen, expectations of how things need to look, yard, all that. Again, I'm going to go back to using that word assuming because it happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then constantly do things for each other and rate your relationship on a week to 2 week basis. It really helps and it takes you to the next level. And you never want to go down the rabbit hole of being negative.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can say, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do we rate our relationship this week? What did we do to make it good? What happened that wasn't so good? And don't focus on the negative, focus on the positive, on what you can do to be better to get it to a 10 each and every week. And that way you're constantly doing things for each other and it's not making one feel like a job. You're mm-hmm. both in it together.
I think that would be great because I think if you know that you have a set time to do that, you said once a week or once every 2 weeks, if you have that time, I think that you would have it in the front of your mind and you go throughout your week and maybe try to be better. Or you can write down the things that maybe are bothering you so that you can address it on that rate your relationship meeting.
Yeah, and that's correct. And you want to go to that meeting with no emotion. You want to go there knowing that, hey, this is a chance to spark the relationship again, to just put everything we got into it to make it work, because it becomes fun then and you look forward to doing it. And what can I do for him or what can I do for
mm-hmm.
her to make this relationship bliss? Because everything in this world is about relationships. I mean, if you're in sales, it's about relationships. If you're dating, it's relationships. It's marriage. It's, again, relationships with friends and family. And how can you build on that? Well, you build on that by knowing how to improve and what expectations are to move forward.
That is good. I also think it would be a benefit because maybe married couples or even dating couples, if you have something to talk to them about, if you want to talk to them about something maybe that is bothering you or vice versa, I think sometimes it's like, ugh, how do I bring this up so it's not like awkward and weird? If there's a set time, then it just, that takes the awkwardness out of it.
It really does. And it also makes, there's usually one person in a relationship who's not the talker.
Mm-hmm.
They have a hard time communicating and they're more of the quiet type and they just want to go do their thing. So if you bring it up in a positive way, no one's picking each other apart.
Yeah.
They're not going down the negative path. And then they know that there's a spot that week or every other week mm-hmm. or a month, whatever level your relationship is on, mm-hmm. that you can do that and make time for, then you can find that opportunity and makes it a lot easier.
Okay. So after we chatted about this, I thought this would be something good. So I have been dating my guy for 7 months. And I thought, I don't need to wait until I'm married to be able to do this. And so I actually talked to him and I suggested that we do this and he was all for it. I just went through all the questions that I had that I hadn't asked up to that point or the things that were still kind of a mystery to me. So I just went through it all. He happily answered my questions and then he said, okay, is it my turn? And I was like,
for sure.
Yeah. No, this is just one-sided. I'm kidding. I said, yes. And so then he talked to me about what things that were going on in his mind and things like that. And we had a really, really good conversation. We were both open and vulnerable, and I feel like it brought us closer together. And so I want to do that every week. I think it's a good suggestion for anybody, even if they're just barely getting into a relationship, right?
Yeah, for sure. It makes things more comfortable all the way around.
And especially for married couples, I think that that's great, great advice.
Right, because, you know, married couples, they get in a comfort zone, and one person may think, hey, you know, everything's going great, and you talk to the other one, and their life's falling apart, and it's just, they're just not communicating on that level of what can we do to be better.
Yeah, or maybe they have been assuming for a while, and without these regular connection,
right. I've learned through coaching in that and some people have a different opinion on this, but if you run marriage like a successful business, you're going to be so much better off down the road because you're having meetings about things and ways to be better. You're prioritizing, you're planning goals, and you're just making it to how to get to the next level. You live once here on this earth, you better make it bliss because that's what it's all about.
Yeah. And you're on the same page when you have those regular meetings. I think that's awesome. Okay, so when we talked about relationships, you said that each of us are either physical or emotional. Can you expound on that and explain that?
Absolutely. So it's a theory I learned through hypnosis training, and I've put it into my own practice, and it was actually done through Dr. John Kappas. He actually did a book on it, but it's called EMP, and it's emotional and physical. Now, when I say emotional, it has nothing to do with emotions, okay?
Okay.
Let's start with the physical at first. Physicals are more like dogs, okay? And that's the easy way to explain it.
Okay.
So physicals, they're number one. And again, we're talking on a subconscious level. This has nothing to do with logic. This is how we operate on a subconscious level. And so number one, relationship and intimacy is hands down number one for a physical. Then children, and then you have hobbies, and then career, finance, and security. Now, the hobbies and the other one in between, which is family, they can be flip-flop depending on what religion group or what ethnic group or whatever background there is. And then as far as emotionals, their number one is career, finance, security. Their number two is hobbies. Their number three is friends. And their number four is relationship and intimacy. So you can tell right then and there which number one, it's totally opposite.
Yeah.
But opposites attract on a subconscious level. So with the physical, their number one fear on a subconscious level is rejection. To an emotional, their number one fear is loss of control. So, and this can be, it doesn't matter if it's guy, girl, 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 guy, guy. It doesn't matter who you are.
Because guys aren't more physical or emotional. It just depends on.
It just depends on how they operate subconsciously. And that's where, you know, down the road, I'll talk about patterns, but when these scenarios come up, all you have to do, and I just tell my clients, keep it simple. Take care of the number ones on each other and communicate on a micro level. It makes things so much simple. Every day is not fireworks, but it makes things so much more fun when you know what the other one's subconscious wants and needs are.
Okay, so the physical, theirs is relationship and intimacy?
Yep, their number one is relationship, intimacy, and they feel everything. They feel love through touch. Okay, emotionals, they're like cats. They'll come around and touch you and have fun when they want.
Okay.
And which is not a bad thing. Again, when I say this, there's no right or wrong, pros or cons. It's just how we are. So everybody's different. everybody is one or the other on a higher level. So you can have two physicals, but one's always higher. So okay. That other one will drop down to emotional or drop, you know, raise up to an emotional, however you want to look at it.
So are there ever the same, like two of the same?
Typically, if you have two physicals, it's just casual fun and the spark's not there. But as soon as the relationship progresses on, one's going to always go to the other. So you're going to have one that's more physical all the time.
Okay.
And again, it's every relationship's on a different level. Everybody's different, but it's so spot on how it works. And when you just take care of each other's wants and needs there, everything comes in because it's all about creation energy.
Mm-hmm. That is so fascinating to me. I want to talk about some different scenarios so that we can understand it more, but we're out of time. And would you be willing to come back and talk about different scenarios? I also have a few more questions.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, awesome. So how can people find you, Tony?
We'll have my email in the description section and you can go ahead and get a hold of me from there. I'm actually redoing my website, rebranding some of my stuff, and I'll look forward to putting my information and courses out online the middle of next year. So.
Okay, perfect. Okay, thanks for listening. If you're in a relationship or working towards it, I hope that helps. And again, if you want to get a hold of Tony, his email will be in the show notes. Happy dating! Hey, are you spinning in indecision? Maybe you're stuck wondering where or how to move forward. Or are you at the point where you can just take one day at a time? I'm a dating coach and I can help. In my one-to-one coaching calls, we'll talk about where you are now, where you want to be, and how I can help you get there. We can do this. I believe in you. Do you want dating tips, funny stories, and real-life experiences on the joys and sorrows of being single? Follow me on Instagram, Dating by Deb, and please interact. I love socializing with you.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson, sponsored by Dating by Deb.